Chris Johnson was there. Of course, he joins us, Sportsnet, Sportsnet.ca, Hockey Night in Canada. And just saying, only three wins in Buffalo the last 23 games for the Toronto Maple Leafs. So this looked like about as big and raucous and fun a Leaf crowd in an opposing Buffalo rink in some years.
It must have been, Gordon. You know what's funny? I actually didn't make the trip down for this game, and I've been to probably the other 22 that you're mentioning there. So it's so weird to see the Leafs get a win in Buffalo, and they managed somehow, even though the ghosts seemed to be against them in that building, but they found a way to win that game.
You know, Chris, we talked about it all year and even last year that Toronto has been so fortunate to stay away from the injury bug. And, you know, we see the last 2 days they lose their MVP goaltender last night, and then you see Leo Komarov go down tonight. I mean, we're hoping it's nothing serious, but, you know, Toronto really doesn't seem to miss a beat because of the depth that these guys have developed over the last couple of years with the forward position and obviously in the goaltending position. Curtis McIlhenny was outstanding tonight.
Exactly. And look, I mean, imagine that was the 18th game the Leafs have played without Austin Matthews this year tonight. And this is still a team that has a chance to set a franchise record for wins and points. And imagine that kind of conversation a year ago where, look, last year was an amazing season and one that most of us didn't see coming. But they had to go right down to the wire. And they had basically the whole team played the whole year just to make the playoffs. I mean, now they can miss someone like Matthews, who means so much to them. They're without Anderson. They've been without Zaitsev now. They missed Morgan Rielly in January for a stretch. I mean, this is a team that's taken a lot of strides, I think, as an organization in terms of being able to handle those things. And I think you're going to have to. I mean, there's no perfect season out there. There's no team that feels, even at this point, I mean, one team in the league is going to win a Stanley Cup. But if we went around, you know, door to door, there's not very many that feel perfect at this stage. I mean, Boston's having a great year, but they're missing four of their key players, you know, for their game tonight. That's what the great teams have to do. And I think the Leafs are in a much better position to do it. You know, we'll see, you know, what becomes of Leo Komarov's injury. It's still very unclear. You know, with Freddie Anderson, I'm personally a little concerned just because he's a player that's had head and neck injuries in the past. And you know, he clearly sustained a blow to his head last night. And even though Mike Babcock has been very low-key about discussing what's going on with Freddie Anderson, there's at least a possibility here he misses a couple weeks. And you know, he's been a huge part of Leafs' success. Doesn't mean they can't have success without him. Curtis McIlhenny probably has not received enough kudos for how great his season has been. It's been the best season of his career by far. And, you know, we're talking about a guy in his 30s. You know, that doesn't happen too often, but this is a team that's found a way to get through some of the bumps, and they're still dealing with some of those bumps right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Curtis, you're right. Curtis McIlhenny, the goaltending's been phenomenal. You want to stay healthy. That's something you control to a degree. Unfortunately, the last two games they've had an injury each game. What else do you look for the Leafs to be trying to do this time of year? I don't know, the last time the Leafs were home and cooled out with a playoff spot and looking ahead, knowing they were going in, as far as, you know, working on and that. Obviously, you're trying to see Andreas Johnsson last night, Plekanec try to, guy Matt Martin, guys try to find roles in that. Anything else you think Mike Babcock wants to focus on?
Well, Mike Babcock really likes the competition, Gord. You know, like, he likes the fact, even if Plekanec hasn't been what we would have thought or hoped for him to be so far in the games he's played, they like that there's a push there. You know, there's enough healthy bodies around that everybody knows, especially the people at the bottom of the lineup, whether it's the fifth and sixth defenseman or you know, the bottom six forwards, that there's an ability to make changes. And so I think you're really trying to keep the push alive, the fire alive, because, you know, let's face it, even with the Leafs winning these back-to-back games, you know, tonight and last night, they're still not very likely to pass Boston. And so that sort of carrot of potentially getting home ice or whatever else we might focus on really isn't there. I mean, it's there in the possibility realm, but I think, you know, that what Mike Babcock's, you know, most focused on is trying to keep that fire alive inside and have the competition for jobs. And you know, I give him credit for that because, you know, you don't want to rest on your laurels if you're any team. And you know, the Leafs probably have the ability to do so, but I still sense that everybody's pushing for minutes at the bottom end of the roster. And then, you know, beyond that, you know, I think that we're really waiting to see what Auston Matthews, you know, when he comes back and what he looks like. I mean, that's a huge question. I mean, they can win these games now. That's all well and good. I don't see them winning a playoff series without Auston Matthews, you know, having a hand in it at this point. And so, you know, his eventual return, which I think will come next week, will be interesting just to see how quickly he can get his timing back and you know, feel right in the lineup again, because it's been 4 or 3 weeks rather tonight since he went out. So that's a long absence. And those are enough things to track, even though we're not really paying so much attention to where the Leafs are in the standings because of the way things have fallen.
So, Chris, let's, assuming that Leo Komarov isn't good to go, and we got on Monday, there's a couple, basically there'll be a couple questions here. Number one, does Andreas Johnsson get another shot to come back in the lineup, or do you go back to a Josh Levo? Do you get a chance to maybe get Dominic Moore back in? And then also, with, you know, if Freddie Anderson's injury is going to be a little bit long term, does Garrett Sparks get an opportunity to get in either against Montreal or Tampa Bay on Tuesday?
I would think Andreas Johnsson is going to get back in either way, just because, you know, we didn't get a real good feel for what he could do last night in his NHL debut. He gets 9 stitches above his eye in you know, the second or third shift, and, you know, didn't get to play a lot in that game the way things unfolded. And you know, I do know that the Leafs themselves are very high on him. They expect him to be a regular next season, so we're going to see him back in. And especially if Leo Komarov's out, you know, it's another left-hand shot forward. It's another option. I think, you know, it's coming, even if Leo could play on Saturday, and I don't know what his status is, but I think we'll see Andreas Johnsson again. It'll be interesting to see how they handle the goaltending. Let's imagine the next 5 starts, you know, Freddie Anderson isn't available, or they choose to keep him on the sidelines. Curtis McElhinney's earned, I think, a bit of rope there, and they don't have back-to-backs in those games. But, you know, we've seen Garrett Sparks and Calvin Pickard, you know, be probably the best tandem in the American Hockey League this year. Sparks has earned those starts. He's earned a position. And you know, I don't think we'll see him Saturday. My guess would be that they'll go back to McElhinney for Saturday's game. But, you know, maybe next week as they go to Tampa Tuesday. They have a game in Nashville Thursday, and they play at home to Detroit next Saturday. I mean, somewhere along that way, I would think that they'll give Sparks some action, because he's earned it. I mean, he did play games in the 2014-15 season. Or was it 15-16 rather, season, Mike Babcock's first year behind the bench. But at that point, he wasn't nearly as effective as he's been. You know, next year, Garrett Sparks has a one-way deal in the NHL. He's an NHL contract. So somewhere or another, I think he'll be an NHL goalie next year. Might not be in Toronto with the way things have turned out. But, you know, this is a great opportunity to give him games. And Andreas Johnsson, I believe, is probably up for the rest of the year. That's one thing that hasn't been said by the coaching staff. But I think he's around. And, you know, change comes quickly in pro hockey. And even a good team like the Leafs, we're still seeing, you know, some degree of decision-making around some of the depth positions on the team.
Hey, Chris, thanks as always. We'll have the Leaf-Montreal game on Saturday. You got Hockey Night in Canada on Saturday. We'll chat then. Thanks, pal.
All right, boys. Thank you.